Poláková.
Jedna, dvě, tři, čtyři, pět, to sto kůle, co sto svět, brambury pečený, ty já mývám večeři, brambury pečený, ty já mývám večeři.
Hello and welcome to Czech by Numbers, Radio Prague's weekly Czech language series, which looks at Czech numbers and their use in idioms and everyday speech. Today I'm here with
Daniela Lazarová,
and we'll be talking about the number 9 in Czech. The Czech word for 9 is
devět,
which sounds completely different from the English, but is almost identical in all Slavonic languages. 9 is considered to be a lucky or magic number in many cultures and appears in various fairy tales and popular sayings. For example, cats are supposed to have 9 lives.
Kočky mají 9 životů.
In both the English-speaking world and the Czech Republic. In English, some children's stories begin with the phrase over the hills and far away, and Czech ones start with
za devatero horami a devatero řekami.
Over 9 mountains and across 9 rivers. The word
devatero
is just another way of saying
devět,
9. Another idiom using the word is
devatero řemesel,
9 trades, typically used in the saying
devatero řemesel a desátá bída,
literally 9 trades and the 10th being poverty. The expression is used roughly in the same sense as the English jack of all trades, master of none. That is, it's better to do one thing well than many things sloppily. Another example of the importance of 9 in folklore is the Czech name of the flower butterbur,
devět sil,
which translates as 9 strengths. The ordinal number is
devátý
for the masculine and
devátá
for the feminine. Standing on its own, the latter is almost always used to mean Symphony No. 9 by Beethoven. That's it for today. Next time we'll be back with number 10. Till then,
nashledanou.
And that was Pavla Horáková, joined as well by Daniela Lazarová.